Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You know, he gave the children of Israel the promised land, but they had to go what? Possess it. A lot of people want a job, but they don't go looking for one. God will give it to you if you go. I'm telling you, you must go. David had to go and pursue after this troop to overtake them. So, but the Lord had already told them that he was going to recover all. Now, I'm almost done here. Man, I tell you, I just need more time. Now, here we go. David encouraged himself in the Lord, but the important part here, I want you to get it, it was for the saving of souls. We must endure for souls. If David never encouraged himself, what would have happened? Exactly. His people probably would have turned on him, revolted him. His family probably would have been dead, or who knows what would have happened. But he did it for the saving of souls. When you encourage yourself, you're really thinking about others because you want to get them to Christ. I'll give you an example here. I was at my previous church where I was in charge of soul winning. Then a new pastor came in and was just very discouraging towards winning souls. And I mean, I was where David was. I was so discouraged. But then I encouraged myself in the Lord. I thought about souls. Since I've left, there's been over 150 souls saved by our witnessing team. Isn't that amazing? And that's all the Lord. But if I would have stayed there and sulked, fighting, that wouldn't have been good. I had to encourage myself and say, Lord, what is important? And it was winning souls. Endure for the winning of souls. I got 7 things here and I'm taking it to the house. Ways to encourage yourself in the Lord. Get a pen. Here we go. 7 ways to encourage yourself in the Lord. And I think we already covered them all. The first one is to be quiet before the Lord. We already gave you those scriptures where it says, be still, know that I am the Lord. Don't overact. Don't react. He wants you to be proactive. Because I'm telling you, whoever made quick decisions and it was wrong, we never did that. I'm the only one that raising my hand. Yeah. So be still and hear from the Lord. The next thing is pray for guidance. Matthew 7:7. We know what that says. I'll read it. It says, ask. Did David ask? And it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open. Seek the Lord for guidance. And I'm going to give you this verse because this is probably, I always say all of them my favorite. Proverbs chapter 3, 5-6. And this is true. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. So pray to the Lord for guidance. The third one is read the Word of God. This is when he's going to speak to you and give you direction. He's not going to audibly talk to you. You got to read his Word and he'll be giving you some direction. Then number 4 is meditate on God's past record. What he's done for you. Meditation is not a bad word. Yoga and all that stuff messing it up. But God wants us to meditate. Get his Word and think about what it means. What he's done for you. Man, I tell you, that makes a difference. And then the next one is obey his Word. Do y'all remember what Mary said?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.